Welcome to Staying in the Black, a show about teachers and money. I'm Miss Black, a New York City educator, single mom, and personal finance translator. Join me as I build my runway to retirement. Each week, we'll share actionable steps, resources, and inspiration that educators can use to maximize their benefits and improve their personal finances. Staying in the Black means having more assets than liabilities, and being able to pay off your debt without any problems. Stop living paycheck to paycheck and build a joyful life. Thank you for joining me. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Staying in the Black. This is Miss Black, your host, and today's episode is the quarterly update. So we have ended the third quarter. On Monday, we will enter the fourth and final quarter of the year. And if you've been a listener for a while, you know that I do two quarterly updates. One about my side hustle and another about my runway to retirement. So today's episode is about the business or the side hustle part of Staying in the Black. There are not a lot of updates this quarter. Really, this quarter has been like mentally a challenge for me as a podcaster. This December will make 3 years since I'm doing this podcast. And I started it for two reasons. One, to track record my runway to retirement, and two, to establish a side hustle that would bring additional income in. I've learned a lot over these past 2.75 years, and I've, you know, gone back and forth. Is this a conflict of interest? Can I earn money for it? How do I want to earn money from it? And it's still been a process that I've been totally transparent in these quarterly updates with you about. So one, this summer, recording this podcast has been a challenge. It's probably been the hardest period of time for me in recording the podcast. I felt like this summer was my first like COVID-free summer. And so the idea of recording podcasts or even batching them was really a challenge. I found myself oftentimes on Friday mornings trying to record the podcast to make sure that it could be released on Friday afternoons. I just wanted to have a lot of fun, but I believe in consistency. And so I made a commitment to do this. I don't know how long this podcast is going to run, but I definitely know that the consistency is there, and the consistency paid off this quarter. So even though it was a struggle for me to record an episode to be released every Friday, I was nominated, or the podcast was nominated, for a Plutus Award. And Plutus is a financial influencer content creator community, and Staying in the Black was nominated as a under the category of traditional retirement, which I was like, I guess I fit under there because this is traditional retirement for an educator. And it may change as I get closer to retirement because there's some options that I will definitely talk about on my runway to retirement quarterly episode about whether it will remain traditional retirement or not. But all that to be said, it's because I've been consistently recording and I've been putting information out. And I know that I've shared this before, but I will share it again. I got this from Master P. So you're saying Master P? Yes. If you've ever seen the BET episode around the history of No Limit Records, Master P said they put out like albums like every month, sometimes two a month, and that they weren't good, but because they kept doing it, they got better at it. And that's kind of the approach that I've taken with the podcast. Like, just be consistent and you will get better at it. My episodes are sometimes shorter, just the 10 to 15 minutes that you need to get what you want. They've been shorter for that reason and because it's just been a challenge in either thinking of topics or just sitting down and completing the process. But it paid off, right? So I'm nominated. I've gotten a lot more followers. And probably after these two quarterly updates, I'll do a reintroduction episode so that you just kind of understand how and why I do what I do. I've also met several people this summer who are like, I want to start a podcast. And I'm like, just do it. Nike coined the phrase or they made it popular, but it's really true. I just look at all the things that I let stand in my way in producing this podcast and they're all gone. I just record. I put it out there. I get great feedback from people and I'm always startled. So my anonymity, if you live in New York, is like non-existent. Most people know because one, they know my voice, and two, because I share that I do it anonymously. But it's always interesting to hear people say to me like, oh, your last episode, it just like, it makes me happy. It makes me continue, to grow. And when people talk to me about these podcast episodes or what they're doing financially, it gives me the idea. So there'll also be an episode on prenups coming up because I was talking to a colleague who is, about to be engaged and she's thinking a prenup. And so I've done like lots of research on the prenup. And so that's going to be an interesting episode. So although it's been a challenge to record these episodes, people who know that I do this definitely come and they ask questions. And my coaching business has also started off really well. So people are like, hey, I hear. And the biggest thing about, and I'll talk about, you know, about this more, is just like my fear or my concern with like, what's the fee? What does it look like sort of thing? And so people have started to offer me like, hey, you really helped me here. I just want to pay you this much, which I think is great. And it speaks to the value that I give them around their individual finances in a way that is just really direct and that they can understand. And they understand like, I'm really not trying to get anything out of them. I really want to see people win in finance, especially we've been dealing with inflation. I now have a kid in college. I'm still paying a mortgage. There's just a lot that is going on financially and you just need somebody to explain it to you in simple language. So no, I don't advise and I don't sell products. I'm just saying like, let's look at your finances. And this is like the simple math to get you to where you want to go. And here's some options that you might want to think about. And then you decide what you want to do and you keep it moving. I also am in a business accelerator called How to Start Something. So I started off in this accelerator, like hot and popping, like I was ahead of the curve. I was doing everything that I needed. But since the summer came, I was just like, oh my gosh, like the idea of getting on the platform wasn't exciting me, but I do have an accountability partner in the How to Start Something platform. And she and I meet every single week. She's great. She holds me accountable. We move forward in the business side and building up the business side consistently, even without the platform. But I got to get caught up on the platform. We're really getting to the good part, the nitty gritty. We're in phase four where I'm starting to make some of my materials. And I think that will also help me really monetize not only the podcast, but the coaching that I'm doing, because now people are just offering me money, which is great. I didn't expect that to happen. So in this third quarter, I think the biggest pieces was that I learned and that I will continue to grow from is one, to be consistent, whether I like it or not. I'm committed to you all. I'm committed to this process. So even when the road gets rough, just continue, right? Two, that consistency can pay off in nominations and more publicity for what I do and marketing that I couldn't even, you know, afford to pay for because I was a finalist in this award category. And third, if you have a passion about it and you love it and you're good at it, people will pay you for it. And there's nothing wrong with that. So those are kind of the lessons that I learned this quarter around the podcast. And so I met with my accountability partner today. And in speaking to her this morning, I am planning out the final quarter. So you already know a couple of the episodes that you will hear coming up. One about my runway to retirement. And in that one, I'll share my current like retirement bucket numbers. In that, I will also start tracking it in a different way, because if I wait for the quarterly reports to come from the city system, it would be way delayed. And I don't want to do that. I want to kind of keep up with the quarters. So I'm just going to mark what the balances are on the day that I record the episode. And then I'll say like what the growth or the loss is between the quarters. And so that's a format that I'm, you know, thinking about and impacts how I record the podcast. So just planning it out for the last quarter, getting all my episodes, work has picked up. And so now scheduling the podcast, I don't have the flexibility to just record on a Friday morning because I want to. School's back in session. And it's time to batten down and get my schedule together. So I suspect that this final quarter will be much easier to record and be consistent and really start batching these episodes so that I can really plan 2024 for the podcast and focus more on monetizing it and really setting it up as a business. So all of that to say is one action step, if you're starting your side hustle, is it may be slow, but be consistent, right? Taking that step every day will get you to where you want to be, and you will learn along the way. So don't stop it because it doesn't work initially. Definitely reflect and refine. But as long as you're consistent and you are providing a service that meets people's needs, you will be successful. So thank you for listening to this quarterly update, which is short but transparent. Be consistent. Continue to work. Decide what you want to do. You may not make money in the beginning, but as you refine your skills, the money will come. Plus, you have a day job. You're an educator. You do a great job there, I'm sure. And you will do a great job in whatever else you endeavor to do. So thank you for listening. Remember, stay in the black.
Thank you for joining us this week at Staying in the Black. Subscribe to make sure you never miss a show and visit our website at stayingintheblk.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at stayingintheblk. If you like the show, please tell a friend and leave a review in iTunes so that we can continue to bring you amazing episodes. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Gwen.